Welcome to the Why Not Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Thorpe. Let's jump right in. They always say that it's never too late to start going after your dreams, but I actually say that's a lie. It actually is too late. The more and more you keep waiting, the more and more you miss out on going after your dreams. Today, I just want to talk about life and going after things and doing things that people tell you you have to wait until you're 45 or 50 to do. Like maybe if you're listening, you're working a 9-to-5 job that you're just not happy with. Maybe it's great pay. Maybe the people you work with are great. You get along with them. But what if I told you that you should quit that job if you were not happy? What if I told you your happiness is in chasing your dreams? Maybe it's being broke. Maybe it's struggling to pay your rent, but still chasing your dreams. What if I told you that was true happiness? Going after the very things that most people would tell you not to do. Like, oh, you better save up some money. Well, what if what you're doing now would not even allow you to save up money? But what if you decided to go after your dreams? Maybe it's starting your own company. Maybe that dream is going after a different job. Maybe that job is helping other people to find jobs or discover their dreams. Maybe it's recording a podcast, which is what I'm doing. It's something I keep saying for years I'm going to do and for months. And then I plan it out in my head and I write stuff down and then I never do it, even when I have the time. Heck, in the middle of recording this podcast, I was watching one of my new favorite shows on Netflix, and I decided to just stop and record this. Why? Because it's never too late to start to do something. And so I chose, if I'm really going to start a podcast, why do I got to have everything perfectly laid out? Why not just record an episode at random and just put it out there? Why wait? Why? That's the question. Why do we wait and why are we not going after our dreams? That's why I've named this podcast the Why Not Podcast. Because we're asking the questions, why? Why not are you not doing this? Why not do this? That should be the real question. Not why not, but just why not? But maybe it's not even a question. It's more a rhetorical question / statement, really kind of challenging you to do it. So even though I'm saying why not, it's really my challenge to tell you to do it. While this may be my first podcast and it hasn't been perfect, I've started probably a little bit starting this off in the first minute or so. Probably tripped over a few words. But guess what? People don't care about that. People want the authentic you. And when you are the authentic you in everything you do, you find true happiness and you find the ability to chase after your dreams. I'm an introvert person at heart. But I have a lot to say. And what I have to say is important. And it matters. And people want to hear what I have to say. But if I don't ever put my voice out there, people won't listen to what I have to say. Whatever you're challenged with, going after your dreams, doing that. I get it. I've been there. I'm 36 years old. I tried chasing my dreams for 10 years. Was I successful? In a lot of ways, I was. Financially successful? Absolutely not. There was times I couldn't pay rent. Heck, there was times I should have been kicked out of my apartment. But for some reason, some of you might call it the universe, whatever higher power you believe in. The higher power I believe in is God. And I believe because it was his purpose for me at that time to work for myself. And I ultimately believe that it's not about working for ourselves versus having a job. I think many of us have different purposes in life. And some of those purposes for some people are challenging them to start their own business in whatever area that they are gifted and skilled in. If you look at my resume, some would say that I'm considered a designer, or that I'm good at marketing and advertising, or an expert in e-commerce. I would say those are areas that I've acquired knowledge in, but I would say my gifting and talent is really serving others and helping them to fulfill their purpose. And through that, I just have different tools, which is my skills and talents, that's able to do that in a different way. Even as I'm talking, doing this podcast at random, I'm getting inspired. I'm catching myself drift off in my mind as I record this, seeing myself doing more podcasts. So when you decide to do something and just go for it, you get so much inspiration and hope. And confidence. I might not be academically the smartest person. I might not be the most qualified person. But sometimes it's not so much about how qualified you are. It's about what you bring to the table. What makes you unique and valuable. For me, in the different things I do, I bring a different perspective, a unique perspective, along with my skills. Skills that other people have. Skills that people can acquire. But again, it's the perspective that makes it unique. I challenge people in what they're doing. Why do you want to do this? How do you want to do this? What's the sole purpose of doing this? Who are you doing this for? But when people are able to answer those questions, those are the type of people I want to be surrounded with. Those are the type of people that I want to grab lunch with, sit down for dinner with, and just talk about life, purpose, successes, failures, strengths, weaknesses, how to grow, how to thrive. What it looks like to take a failure and to turn it into something successful. Or even how to overcome what many call the imposter syndrome. Fear that you'll never be good enough. Fear that you don't have the skills and the ability, or the fear that you're not qualified. Or even the opposite. You know, fear that you will succeed. You know, what happens if I do this podcast and it does well after recording 20 or 30, or maybe I have to record 100 episodes before I even get 100 plays. All these questions that I internally think of that causes me to procrastinate and delay in everything that I say I want to do, things that I have written down, things that I say I'm going to do. Then I find a way to hinder myself. You know, I block myself because I'm scared, I'm intimidated. But really what it is, it's what I say, a fear of success. Because what if those things that we want to do, we become successful in? You would think we wouldn't be wondering that, but it changes everything for anybody. What if you went and you launched that new business right now? You registered the business online in your state, in your city, wherever you are, however you have to do it. What if you're able to get a huge contract in a 1 week that pays your whole salary for a whole year? All these different things, these what ifs, these why not internal questions that we ask ourselves, that really just causes us to delay from doing anything. So whatever it is that you're thinking about, you're dreaming about, I say don't wait. Do it now. Like, don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Because the reality is, what if you wait another year? What if you wait another 5 years? Oh, well, I need to do this. I need to do that. You'll never get around to doing what you say you want to do. You'll always find an excuse. You'll always find a reason to not do it. See, my internal struggles is I'm a perfectionist. So everything has to be perfect. It has to be just right. And if it's not just right, then I'm like, nope, I can't do it yet. But I've learned perfection is a process. And the only way for perfection to be an ongoing process is to have a point A to start from. So if I never start going after my dreams, I can never perfect what I'm trying to do. If anything, I'm delaying and hindering myself from developing in my dreams and the things that I want to do, and blocking myself from truly living. It's kind of like building yourself into a box and saying you'll eventually get out, but then you find all these reasons to stay because you've gotten comfortable. That's what it really is, going after our dreams. We're scared. We're intimidated. We question ourselves. We question our ability to do things. And I would say that's great if you question your ability to do things. I think it's good to be, you know, objective. But I think sometimes you question yourself so much, you'll think the things you are good and able to do that you'll never really be able to do. You should never be afraid of learning something new. Starting a business, you're not going to know everything. You're going to always be learning. And maybe that's what hinders some of you from doing something like starting a new business. Maybe you're just not sure. Maybe you think you don't have the skills and the ability. Guess what? Neither did some of the most successful people in the world. They made decisions. They started somewhere and they found a way to learn and grow and continue. So if you're waiting on getting some sort of acquired skill or some certain knowledge that makes you feel like you're qualified, in reality, None of us are qualified, but we are. Heck, some of us are probably more qualified to do things that people are doing that we're watching. Because when you have a passion and a purpose behind what you have a dream to do, it changes your ability to do things. It's kind of almost like it is your turbo booster. If you ever seen kind of like a race car, or maybe like the Fast and the Furious, and they're racing and they wait to a certain point during the race to hit that nitro that really boosts the car's speed. It's kind of like what I'm talking about. When you start something, you may not be perfect, but as you go and go and you learn, once you learn and develop something, kind of perfect it in the process, that kind of serves as your turbo, your nitro, and gives you that little boost. So that's kind of a lot of my spiel for this short little podcast. I decided to do at random, and who knows when I'll be back again. Maybe I'll be back tomorrow. Maybe I'll be back next week. Maybe it'll be another month. But just doing something at random and not giving any care in the world, just because I want to share my voice and just want to have a conversation that hopefully someone out in the world will listen to it and be inspired to go live their dreams and to make a difference in the world. Maybe you've had a rough year. Maybe you've had a rough day. And you run across this. And so I just want to challenge you, like, why not go for your dreams? Why not live for you and be happy? Why not?